It's hard not to sneak a peek at the dam when driving across the bridge that links Keokuk and Hamilton, checking how much water is flowing through the gates or watching the bald eagles circle the water looking for food. It's easy to take this massive structure for granted today, but years ago, the idea of a dam across the Mississippi River drew a different reaction.
Damming the Mississippi River was actually used as a metaphor in the 19th century for you can't do it, like you can as easily do that as dam the Mississippi River.
Author John Hallwas of Macomb wrote the book Keokuk and the Great Dam. He says a group of men thought beyond that statement in the late 1800s. They eventually formed the Keokuk-Hamilton Water Power Company. Hallwas says the members saw the construction of the Mississippi River's first dam as a way to improve transportation, which would boost commerce. He says a stretch of the river north of Keokuk, known as the Des Moines Rapids, was hampering river traffic because it was shallow and rough.
You had to unload whatever goods you had on the boat, put them onto wagons, send that up several miles to the north, take your boat and sort of tow it up over the rapids, then reload it several miles north and take it on up.
Hallwas says the locals felt so strongly that a dam would solve that they sought permission from the federal government to build one. Congress eventually signed off on the project in early 1905. So all the Keokuk-Hamilton Water Power Company needed was someone willing to do the impossible, build a dam across the Mississippi River. Hallwas says a name surfaced several months later, Hugh Lincoln Cooper.
Cooper was a self-taught engineer who was born in 1865 in a small town in southern Minnesota.
Hallwas says Cooper was a brilliant man building railroad bridges at a young age before eventually taking a job producing hydroelectric machinery.
He knew that things were coming in regard to hydroelectricity. Of course, everybody was fascinated in the late 19th century by the coming of electricity.
Cooper went on to design and build power plants in several countries, including a hydroelectric plant at Niagara Falls in Canada. Mike Foley says that put him on the Keokuk-Hamilton Water Power Company's radar. Foley is a member of the planning committee for the 100th anniversary celebration. He has spent the last 18 months researching the construction of the dam. Foley says several men even traveled from Keokuk to see the Niagara Falls facility, which featured a giant piping and turbine system built into the rock beneath the falls.
So when they saw that and they saw what he had done, they probably said, yeah, this is the man we want.
But landing Cooper did not mean construction could immediately get underway. Congress did not set aside money for the project, and the locals had only raised enough money to do some initial engineering work. So it fell on Cooper to not only design and build the dam, but also to find investors. Foley says years went by and the roughly $15 to $20 million needed for the project was still in question. That changed just weeks before the date Congress set for construction to begin.
Cooper had heard that there might be some investors out east. He traveled out there. A few days later, he telegraphed back, "I have the money, start digging."
And with that, the impossible could begin. Part 2 of Damming the Mighty Mississippi will look at how Hugh Cooper actually went about building the dam between Keokuk and Hamilton. I'm Jason Parrott.